Not a ton of traffic out here from the looks of things. Last couple of days when I've left, this street has been impossible. Of course, as I say that, a bunch of cars just pile up and make it harder for me to pull out. Let's see. All right. I had a pretty rotten night last night, and it is now catching up to me. So let's lift the spirit with the power of music. Maybe listen to good music. I don't. Maybe. Or I could just hit this button and see what happens. Well, we got good music anyway. I mean, Lil Debbie, she's a local rapper. She's,
Holding my weight like a chin-up. Black card swipes, I'm a spinner. Run it up, get your wind up. Don't mind
Is there no way to just say, hey, shuffle all the music I have liked? Where's the where did liked songs go?
Listening to episodes of Doctor Who from Big Finish Productions.
Oh, no.
Starring Tom Baker, Peter Davison, Colin Baker, Sylvester McCoy, Paul McGann, and even sometimes myself, Nicholas Briggs.
Okay, liked songs. Found it. That's...
I lost my heart.
Sometimes when it comes to the songs that I like, though, I'm not in the mood to hear them. It's all so situational. What about Hellfest? Bangarang Fest just has like one whole stage devoted to speed cups, like fat to speed stacking of cups and whatnot.
running my errands, slow death speed drop. In the middle of the desert with a 12-ounce can of Sprite and some hot peppers. The hot stepper, feeling myself a bypass heifers. Not really worth the time or the effort, just a direct message. Styles from the essence, from the origins of rap bros bow with my presence. Vincent Price thing, give them nightmares. And they sleep in the dark with a pierce to them. It's like flares, brightly lit. This ain't no niche. Some who made it this far, some mistake of a glitch. Take a moment if you feel in your heart. You're an opponent, be a figment of mirage, optical illusion. Fooling consumers through social network, BS rumors, posting a host and opportunists. A blood moon indicates that I'm coming for your spell stone. Y'all about to witness hell soon. Divine signs, amateurs not ready for prime time. So deep as the situation winds down. The last bars they acknowledge were act, but surely singing a lot of notes described in the chorus. So.
Look, I don't know if Skrillex vapes, okay? But in my head, before the statue explodes, it starts emitting like a blueberry-scented vapor onto the crowd. It's like, General Mills presents blueberry vape. Fruity Pebbles presents Skrillex Bangarang Fest featuring Fruity Pebbles e-liquids, premium e-liquids, ABV, HPV, those are the metrics, APV and HPV, right? You want a high HPV on your e-liquid, I think. This was the song that tricked me into thinking I liked Drake for a couple of years. Just like the bumper sticker says, keep vaping, I'm reloading. Yeah, the Drake stuff I like quite a bit, or liked quite a bit. I don't listen to so much of it these days, but when Drake is good, he's very good. But boy, that other side is rough.
lyrics out and have a fucking read along.
Yeah, I Scorpion is terrible. I didn't like Views either. I don't know if they have these where you live, but I'm seeing more and more of them as time goes on. There's a car next to me here that has, it's just a dude driving. Maybe it's an Uber, I don't know. Some of them are definitely Ubers. He's got an electronic sign bolted to the top of his car that's just displaying ads and occasionally the current temperature. Something about the idea that people are like saying like, yes, turn my car into a billboard, give me some money so I can afford to live. Like, yeah, originally it was like you would get a vinyl wrap for your Mini Cooper that advertised some product or service, and just drive that around and make some money that way. And now we've graduated to electronic signs. And I, you know, on one hand, like, yeah, people, get yours. But people shouldn't have to. we shouldn't be at a place where that's like a thing. I mean, yeah, if I could get like an OLED wrap for my car that would let me display stuff on it all the time. Or if I could get one of these signs even and then hack it so that to the company it thinks I'm still displaying those ads and it's going to pay me accordingly, but instead I'm just like displaying the pest, the entire film. Just like, yeah, here's Hatsune Miku dancing on the top of my car as I drive around, and I'm also tricking a company into paying me for it. Drive around in the Blues Brothers cop car with the megaphone bolted to the top of it, blasting Floral Shop, and just see what happens. And then occasionally you roll down the window and hang out the driver's side window and just shout, "Gotta let him know!" While making some kind of like erratic hand gesture. Because you have to let them know, is my point. Gonna use a big laser to engrave "Check out my SoundCloud" onto the surface of the moon.
Thank you.
I think for my car, I have to buy, I want to say it'll play DVDs. I don't, maybe it's not DVDs, but it's got like video in jacks in the center console area, but it doesn't take that input unless the car's in park. Maybe it's not this car, maybe it was my last car. Anyway. So they would make aftermarket little wires you would put in that would basically trick the car into thinking it was in park, so that you could play the video while you were driving. I maybe watched an episode of Dragon Ball Z in the car. Or, I mean, you know, mostly listened to, but it was certainly something I could also look at. No. Oh, yes. A guy I knew had a car that they wired up a button and you would push the button and it would cause a blinking light in the rear window to start blinking, and also the number 8 would flip up and slap against the back window, so it was this big blinking 8, and they would drive in front of people and then slam on the brakes and then give him the 8. Some of the songs that the dude who wrote this song wrote are also good. Speak. Some of his stuff is... An entire class of hip-hop references that have aged incredibly poorly. Yeah, until Need for Speed adds the ability to give him the 8, I don't think they've really gotten into car customization, really. They say they have, but really, they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. What else? See, when people say they want a new Need for Speed Underground, I'm never quite sure what they mean by that, because, like, the current games, like the most recent one lets you customize the neons, you know, neon underlighting and all that other shit. Like, a lot of the same type of car customization is there from the goofy-ass fucking, you know, big time tuner culture dumb shit. Yeah, okay, or how about an open world Wipeout racing game with the level of craft customization that a Need for Speed game has, but like in all those dumb ways. Like, yeah, let me put some neon lighting on the underside of this fucking Fisar. me download some anime girls to put on the side of it. All I wanted, all I still think they should do with Wipeout, like if they want to make Wipeout matter again, I think step one, and this is, man, I don't know if I've said this publicly before, but I certainly said it to multiple people at Sony that would have been in a position to do something, or at least get something like this on someone's radar, but I don't think they ever did, is just a remake of Wipeout XL, where you take the soundtrack from Wipeout XL and you have it remixed and covered by modern artists, along with the inclusion of the original soundtrack and maybe some original music from those remix artists or whatever. But just like, hey, okay, Wipeout XL was this like landmark moment in electronic music penetration to people who had maybe never even encountered it before. So here is some acknowledgement of its role in the music. And also it's still a fucking 4K remaster remake of actual Wipeout XL. Yeah, the fucking catch is that you would end up with a bunch of fucking really fucking heinous remixes of a bunch of really good fucking songs, I'm sure. Because you would go get whoever the fucking most hottest EDM artists. And yes, you would end up with fucking, here's Deadmau5's take on Firestarter, and no fucking thanks. But that's what I would do. That's what I would do with Wipeout right now. Or what I would have done 5 years ago when I was telling people they should do this. I love this song, but we heard it too recently. He piped up. Yeah, was this Future Sound of London? I want to say Underworld is on the Wipeout XL soundtrack. Orbital, maybe. Ridge Racer Type 4 is fucking incredible too. Again, these are all songs I like, for sure. Yeah, this, yep, sure. I vaguely remember the name of this song. I don't even... This sounds like something I certainly would have liked at some point. At some point in the past. Like, yeah, sure, yep. The daughter of Mr. Do? Like a niece or something? I don't... I would love to know.
Oh, thinking about our younger years.
sucker for sick-ass breaks, but what the fuck is the rest of this? What is this? Had some sexy sax here instead of this stuff. Maybe next level. Think about the time me and Drew got a very light contact high by being in a small room with Redman and Method Man. Yeah, they were smoking drugs. It was weird. We were inside a very tiny room in E3 and they were smoking drugs on the E3 show floor.
Calling a man when the party is boring. I had these of a faction with a body enormous. It ain't about the weight, yo, it's how they performance. My dash is 180, but we half a pound. When it's smoke in the air, my nose like basset hounds. I don't stab the draw, nigga divide. I'm that nigga that ride with a trigger to get a supply. Ha, it's how I stay all the time.
Niggas close your doors.
Yo, bitches, shut all your blinds. If I'm hard to find, take two puffs and pass. I stayed back, but my biz moved up a class. It's Dr. Meth, the format is real sickening. Contagious, we out for Mr. Big's women.
It was for Def Jam Rap Star.
We pissing on fire hydrants to walk around.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky. Brick City, hit the trip and let it rock. Let's get, let's get, let's get, let's get. Mr. Method Man, putting in work, foot in the dirt, like it's all good. Roll through your hood, pushing a hearse, I wish I would. Come around like Clint Eastwood, as if you're repping your hood in my neck of the woods. Speak of villains in the PJs. Grimy bitch, I wear the same shit for 3 days. Find me lit, blunt sparks like Felipe. Fuck the he say, the she say, or just a microphone. What's the cliche?
Call me the Bob Backlund. I break backs on hoes that look like Tony Braxton. Corona with these bony mass men. I'm out the gutter. I'm out to send your baby mother out for rubbers. We fucking tonight. Bitches wanna crowd around. I'm cuffing the mic. I'm a gorilla. Leave a banana stuck in your pipe. Cause I'm a real block winner. With Doc Inner. Bitch, one of my balls bigger than an Epcot Center.
I feel like if one of your balls is bigger than the Epcot Center, you should probably, like, see somebody about that, right? I mean, don't just put that in a verse. Like, see a doctor before they put you in a hearse. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky.
Track that introduced me to Riff Raff.
Spit it on the beautiful little ends of the kid.
be a raft, like a wave of signings for, like, I mean, like, obviously, like, Krayshawn got on, right? But it, I don't know. It always seemed like Kitty would get on, like, bigger than she did. Like, Chippy Nonstop, maybe. Like, maybe, like, Nova Rockefeller. You know, obviously, like, Lil Debbie has had a prolific career. But it really felt like that was... It felt like that whole thing was going to happen in a much bigger way. But I guess, like, the Krayshawn album tanked, right? Like, if that album had hit, I bet all of those other rappers would have gotten snapped up. But if if Gucci Gucci didn't fucking translate into album sales, then... then I'm sure all those record execs were like, oh no, this thing's not actually a thing. This is just an internet thing. Brooke Candy or whatever, you know, like all that shit. There's a Simon Rex, you may know him as Dirt Nasty, has a podcast called Nervous Rex, and it's weird because it's like mostly, you know, I feel like I'm used to seeing him in a very Dirt Nasty-esque role, where he's attempting to be the White Too Short in varying degrees of success, but it might be the most recent or whatever. There's a video version also. The most recent one I saw, or the first one I ever listened to that I think is also the newest, or second newest maybe by now, was him talking to Beardo and Andre Legacy, who were all part of that whole dyslexic speed readers thing that they were doing with Mickey Avalon that led to My Dick and all that other dumb shit. It's interesting hearing all three of them talking like just like fucking adults about their silly ass hip hop careers. Especially Beardo, who is just like a fucking, just seems like a music wizard. Like, his Instagram is just him fucking soldering synthesizers together and guitar pedals. Anyway, like, they talk about Riff Raff a little bit, because I guess before he got on, or before, you know, like, he got, like, Soulja Boy signed him, or he was claiming that Soulja Boy signed him, or whatever it was, but, you know, kind of before the Diplo deal happened with Riff Raff, I guess Riff Raff was living on Simon Rex's couch, and there's a story about that in that episode of that show that I thought was, like, funny, but also, like, there's just something about the Riff Raff character, or lack of character, or there's something about Riff Raff that is he seems like he might actually just be that guy. You know? Yeah, he also interviews Jesse Camp, who was another MTV VJ, in another episode. I haven't listened to any of the other ones, because I was mostly just interested in hearing Beardo and Andre Legacy and Dirt Nasty talk about all that shit and like the, how they went on tour and had these weird little rap careers. Little, you know, maybe not little, but you know, like they, just, yeah, little, I mean, sure, I, whatever. It was interesting as someone who has liked a lot of the music that those idiots made. Beardo and Andre Legacy just put something out, put out a single, and apparently have an album coming. The track is called Bullets. They're on Bandcamp, calling themselves We Are Not Terrorists. Anyway, I think there's also an episode with Eric from The Grind. Surprising in the least to discover that Riff Raff is a scumbag, right? I mean, this in me, though. Every 12 to 18 months, I go through a period where I get obsessed with the KLF, but only in like the attitude and actions they took as artists, and not so much the music. I like this track, and like scant few others. But, like, yeah, them burning the money and deleting their catalog and all of that shit. I mean, I guess it's, like, the most punk rock. I don't know. It's fucked. Their path, the stuff they have done. Yeah, no, yes, that song with Tammy Wynette's good. You're right. But, like, their whole thing and their, like, weird fucking Discordian jacking fucking style. Like, just all the whole thing is just fascinating. The video for this. This is pretty much them, like, driving around in a cop car as this guy fucking raps his verse into the fucking CB radio. I had a friend across the street who was 2 years older, and he had a driver's license, and we would drive around and listen to Depeche Mode which eventually led to me buying a turtleneck, and I think we thought that that would be I like all that. I like Depeche Mode. But also, I think there was some part of it, at least at that point, that was like, yeah, no, this is like, girls will like this. Yeah, this will be cool with... Which was not the case. Girls that were 14 to 16 when Violator came out were largely not listening to Depeche Mode. You all the time. But yo, that Behind the Wheel Route 66 mix with that manhole cover sounded thing at the beginning that revolves from speaker to speaker sure sounds cool as fuck. Until very, very recently that AFI was kind of from this area and played at the local venue, at my local venue, very often. Or, you know, or pretty often, since they were local. I don't like AFI. I never liked AFI. Teachers of peaches is home. What? Fuck the pain away. 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 A guy I was in a band with, sister, was married to the drummer from Block Party for a while, and they might still be where I don't think they are anyway. And I guess moved out to New York, and that was her. And I guess she was like friends with Peaches. That's my Peaches story. Not really much of a story. Fuck the pain away. 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 Pain Away is one of the tracks that convinced me that I should get into writing music again. There was something about the audacity of just fucking that fucking constant hi-hat, that constant crash. That I was like, man, I could do that. It made music production seem very attainable in a way that it hadn't in a long time. I feel like the decision to start writing music again was... Fuck the pain away. Ladytron and a band called Gravy Train. That's from around here. Gravy Train with 4 exclamation points. That we listen to a lot, and I'm like, you know what? Let's give this a go. I think I can do not anything necessarily like this, but if this is the music we're really into right now, I have a feeling I could do something that we would enjoy making and listening to. Yeah, Gex is, yeah. That album is good. I haven't listened to it enough. But I guess the difference is like, you know, like I, like all my, I don't know that I don't think I can make anything that sounds like that. I'm not. I listen to that and go like, oh yeah, no, that's, there's a talent and also like a mastery of the tools to that stuff that I just simply do not have. For me, a lot of the stuff that I wrote when I was writing all that stuff was like, I would go in with a sound in mind, get somewhere in the ballpark of it, but not quite be able to achieve what I was going for, but find something else that I liked more and go with that. And then some of the vocal performances are a little more like, at least to me, I can hear it and go like, oh, this, you know, fucking, I can't even remember the fucking name of the song now. It's been too long since I've listened to that stuff. But, there's one song that, like, from a vocal performance perspective, we went in going like, let's do it undercover. Is written from the approach of, let's write this like it was an Aqua song. Let's the vocal treatment to this is gonna be, I'm gonna sing high, you're gonna sing low, and we're gonna go back and forth. I think Cop Knife just came out. I don't know. Cop Knife was... Chris bought a knife that had a police logo on the side of it. And thus it was the Cop Knife. And, then we wrote Cop Knife. I couldn't tell you a damn thing about how Cop Knife happened. We did it and it got distorted and I was like, well, I should probably try to just scream these lyrics out, right? And I feel like half of those lyrics are written and the other half might not. There was a tendency that I had for a little while where we would write like 75% of the lyrics and then near the end, I would just start going for it. I don't know. I hope Chris still has the cop knife. I just saw him recently, and he seems to be doing well. I don't have the cat belt. I'd had the... He also bought the cat belt buckle. He bought a cat belt buckle, and then we wrote a song called Cat Belt Buckle. And that's that story. I'm home. Have a grand weekend. I'm trying to remember where we bought the cat belt buckle. Also, the cat belt buckle, I think, was broken and could not actually be used on a belt. Or maybe it came fully formed and broke shortly after. I'm off to ask him if he still... I'll have to ask him if he still has the cat belt buckle. I've got a picture of it. We took a picture of the cat belt buckle and put it somewhere. But that might have been our MySpace page that's now gone. All right. Have a good weekend. Bye.